Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Elodie Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Adusk, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today's Wednesday, October 11th, 2017. Good afternoon, Al.
Well, Melody.
We have Wendy Wilson joining us in just a few short minutes. We're first going to go through the market report. She always has some great things to talk about. And we have some great financial news here after the first segment of the program. So please stay tuned. We have gold today. It was up $4.80 today at $1,293. Silver was stronger by 10 cents today at $1,730. Platinum was up $2 at $938, and palladium was just roaring, up $27 at $964. And we'll talk a little bit more about palladium later on. The USDX today was down 0.33 at 92.93, and oil was up 0.37 at 51.29. And the paper markets just continue to go on their bull market. It's 103 months old. And we have the Dow is up 41 points at 22,871. The NASDAQ is up 16 at 6603. The S&P is up 4 at 2555. And let's see what else is going on. And we'll talk about the 10-year bond here in just a little bit as people are trying to access my computer. And that's why I don't put my customers on the internet when we're doing invoices and so forth. So 1-800-375-4188. Wendy Wilson is joining us from Apothecary Herbs. Good afternoon, Wendy.
Good afternoon, Melody, and hello, Al.
Hello, Wendy.
I thought we'd talk about lots of prescription drugs people are taking all at one time. New research says it can reduce your mobility. That's right. So the media, you've probably heard the term that they've coined, polypharmacy, when patients are taking multiple drugs that can cause them a lot of adverse reactions and also hinder functions. Well, there's probably nothing more disturbing than to lose your ability to locomote. And so according to this research, it's suggesting if you're taking a lot of drugs for health reasons, it could mean you could slow down and lose your ability to walk. Now, according to AARP, the people who are most affected are 50 years of age or older, and some health experts are speaking out and saying, you know, multiple medications may not be medically necessary and can cause you a loss of mobility. Now, according to the stats from the AARP report, more senior females, 79%, than males at 71%, are on a lot of prescription medicine on a regular basis. And the group that's hardest hit are retired between the ages of 65 and 74. So these are the folks that are on daily medications, and they're taking at least four different prescription drugs. So when it comes to the most over-medicated segment of our society, the seniors are there, and they're pushed by physicians to reject the generic brands and try to take the name brand by 40% of the time. And the physicians give the following reasons. The generic uses different chemicals, different fillers and binders. It's poor quality, and it'll offer you more side effects. So they say, get the brand name drugs. It'll cost 50% more, but it's better than the generic counterpart. And but you know, the doctors may be receiving a kickback because drug companies are paying doctors for prescribing the name brand drugs. 86% of the seniors do listen to their doctor's advice and take their medications faithfully and as prescribed. So there is an unforeseen risk. Senior citizens in America aren't told all the risks that are coming with their drug treatment. Actually, scientific medicine and pharmacists, doctors, they don't know all the risks because of the hundreds of thousands of metabolic changes drug therapy can cause. So here's a quote from the American Geriatric Society from 2017 in June. They said, taking multiple medications can be linked to problems such as falls, frailty, disability, and even death. So your independence could be at stake, because as we age, you know, we do worry about, you know, falling off of ladders or down a flight of stairs. But patients, most of them don't think about their medications robbing them of their stability on their feet or their ability to walk and talk at the same time. Now, there's this study in the Journal of the American Geriatric Society that was actually documenting results. It was their Central Control Mobility Aging Study. And it actually showed, when you were taking multiple prescriptions, how it can strip a patient of their independence. They reported that patients can run the risk of losing their ability to walk, talk, and do those at the same time, as well as perform everyday tasks. Anybody have any relatives suffering from frailty and stuff like that?
No, I'm at the age where if there's anybody suffering from frailty, it'll probably be me.
No, my aunt is.
Okay. Well, according to the American Geriatric Society, they say multiple prescriptions affect your brain and the central nervous system. So in their study, they had some volunteers that were 65 years of age or older, and none of them at the time were using a cane or a walker. So in this study, participants were taking at least 5 or more prescription medicines prescribed by their doctors. So they tested these volunteers and their ability to walk and talk at the same time. So, senior citizens in America most likely are medicated for conditions that are related to heart disease, diabetes, blood pressure, and this group of 482 volunteers, they were no different. They did find that the more medications that a patient was taking, the slower their gait became compared to their counterparts that weren't taking medicines. So they found that patients that were taking 8 or more prescription drugs had the slowest walking speed, and especially when they were trying to talk and walk at the same time. And also the frailty issue was in there. They said they're reporting that multiple prescriptions don't really strengthen, but they can produce an onset of early frailty. This was according to the Medical Life Science News report. They said, as we age, we can naturally become frail, but prescription meds can cause an early onset of that symptom. So weakness, having less endurance, less independence in the ability to function, maybe to groom yourself, for instance, as well as increased risk of falling down, becoming disabled, and even dying. So they're warning people to watch the multiple drug therapy. Now, also in Germany and Europe, they're saying the same thing. They had a study called the Epidemiological Study, where it so happens seniors that take 5 or more medicines per day actually broke the polypharmacy down into a couple of categories. So if you're taking 5 to 9 medicines a day, they called that polypharmacy. But if you were over that, if you were taking 10 or more medicines a day, they called that hyperpolypharmacy. So they said that you're 2 times more likely to increase your risk of frailty if you're taking 10 or more prescriptions, and that can happen in just 3 years of taking the drug. So FYI out there, if you're on 5 to 9, they said you're 1.5 times more likely to have early onset of frailty. So keep that in mind. So now getting back to the doctors, you know, pushing those name brand drugs, there is a report that 1 in 12, you have a 1 in 12 chance, Melody or Al, when you go to your doctor of receiving, getting a doctor who's receiving direct compensation for prescribing you a brand name drug. So they can actually double their annual income by doing that. Boston University Medical Center said that the problem is doctors are being influenced by what is essentially legal drug money. Their report appeared in the August 2017 issue of the American Journal of Public Health, and they discovered doctors are paid to push the drugs, and they call this transfer of value. Drexel University also reported findings in March of this year, reported them in the Journal of General Internal Medicine, where a majority of Americans, 2/3 of us, are seeing doctors being paid directly by drug companies for prescribing their drugs. An estimated from the Affordable Care Act and the Sunshine Act, physicians are paid an average of $193 to $510 per occurrence. they're getting you know, compensated. It's almost like, I don't know, you know, a car salesman gets, you know, compensated for selling a car. They're getting compensated for selling drugs.
I'm not surprised, but still, the idea that you reduce mobility, I mean, that there's evidence that you're reducing mobility by taking too many drugs, it's really, that's chilling.
Oh, I know. Well, here is Genevieve Farm-Cantor. She's with Drexel University School of Public Health. She said, our findings tell us that if you thought your doctor was not receiving any money from pharmaceutical companies, you're most likely mistaken. And, you know, I have to say, what do MDs say about this? You know, I thought, aren't they embarrassed to be on a list that people can see that they're taking drug money? Apparently, they're not embarrassed. According to a survey by Carnegie Mellon University, doctors have their rationalized reasons for accepting gifts and other monetary payments from drug companies. And this is their overall response. Gifts and checks from drug companies are a form of reward for the sacrifices we made obtaining our education.
Yeah, well, we can all justify. I can justify any amount of money anyone wants to give to me, but it doesn't mean I've earned it. It doesn't mean it's reasonable or fair or just. We can always justify it, but, you know, that's just human nature. But this is wrong, and it's wrong because the patient is paying for independent judgment.
Right.
Right? The doctor's getting hit twice on that. He's double dipping. He's getting paid by the patient, or at least by the government that's paying the patient's bill. And then he's also getting paid by the drug company to prescribe the patient something that's good for the drug company, not necessarily good for the patient.
Well, I can't disagree with that statement. You know, doctors were surveyed. They said 60.3% agreed that their medical training burdens more than doubled their willingness to accept gifts and payments.
And when they say burdens, they're talking about borrowing money to go to college, I'll bet.
That and, you know, lack of sleep, you know, going through residency, you know, you're the grunt doctor and you get all the crappy, you know, assignments and so forth and so on. Hey, but that comes with the territory. You knew that was coming, you know. You signed up for that pretty much. You know, and the thing is really astounding. You point out some good things. You know, they can explain away any dangers or harm that's being done to the patients with these multiple drug prescriptions because they'll just cite those bogus clinical trial studies that was produced by the organization that made the drugs and is paying them. See?
I understand. I mean, it's just like politicians.
Right.
Trying to get a straight answer out of people is not easily done, especially when there's serious money involved.
Well, and, you know, the Bible says money answereth all things, and there's more truth to that than you ever wanted to think about. The pharmaceutical companies actually run the medical show. People don't get it. They contribute to the politicians that write the laws, the lobbyists and so forth. They pay to print the medical books doctors study from. They pay to promote their array of drugs in medical journals and all those clinical trials, which are really just ads. That's it. And doctors are, just promoting treatment plans based on all those fraudulent studies. It's terrible.
But, one of the things about this, the doctors are digging their own graves, maybe, because they're liable to be replaced by computers before long, at least in terms of diagnosing the disease and saying these are the drugs you should buy.
Right. Yeah. The artificial intelligence stuff you're talking about and the robots. You know. But you know. But the medical industry really is doing a really good job of convincing patients. There's nothing else a patient can do to help themselves.
Yeah.
You know, so some patients find that, you know, some hospitals actually ban vitamin supplements if they're admitted. It's prohibited, and they're told that the nutrition in your vitamins and your minerals interfere with the drug therapy. So you can't bring your gummy supplements with you. Sorry. Well, you know, I'm not convinced. There's nothing we can't do, you know, because, you know, usually lifestyle gets us into a lot of problems, and so we can dig ourselves out of there. Because if you're not convinced, Al, that there's no way to get well, then You're wrong. There is a way. If you're not convinced there is a way that you can help yourself, well, I think God gave us the safety net because he promises the herbs are here for the healing of the nations and for the service of man. So, and I, for one, believe God can't lie. So I'm going to stand on that promise. And I, for one, have seen people do some major miracles with the nutrition, the compact nutrition and the herbal, medicinal herbal. So I'm here to say, you know, take the power back. That's what I'm saying.
No, I agree with you 100%. I've been to the doctor. I've had one prescription since I got out of the Army in 1967.
Hmm. Well, good for you.
No, it was for an infection, but that was the only prescription I've had. And what's that translate into, 40, 50 years?
Yeah, that's pretty
probably
good.
About 50 years.
Yeah, you got a good constitution, a good immune system. And
so far.
Yeah, cleanse and nourish, boost the immune system, protect what God gave you, and it's going to serve you very well. If you want to learn how to cleanse the system and boost immune system, that's what we do at Apothecary Herbs. People can call for a free product catalog. That number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Or just visit our website, thepowerherbs.com.
We have about another 40 or 50 seconds before we... So I have a question for you.
All right.
When we see those zombie movies and those people are moving slowly, are these people who've had too many prescriptions?
Yeah. They look terrible.
Is that what makes people turn into zombies?
Oh, I think you're spot on there, Al. I mean, The Walking Dead, I mean, people, especially people taking the chemo treatments, they say they got chemo brain where they're really foggy. They feel like their head's floating 50 feet above their body. You got to expect some unnatural things when you take poisonous, toxic medicine, so get ready.
I understand. All right, Wendy, thank you. That's Wendy Wilson from thepowerherbs.com at 866-229-3663. Melody and I are going to take a break for a couple commercials, and we will be right back on Financial Survival. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Hello, folks. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver. 1-800-375-4188 for all your gold and silver coin needs.
Before I head into the special, I just wanted to comment, because we were talking about chemotherapy came up in the discussion with Wendy. And earlier today, I was reading an article, and I shared it on the morning program, where in Europe, to me, I don't know why this struck me as interesting, but I think it is, they're showered in radioactive particles. There's been a slight increase in the amount of particles of the isotope ruthenium-106 in Germany, Italy, Austria, Switzerland, and France. They have higher levels of this isotope 106 that were recorded in Germany, Italy, Austria, Switzerland, and France. But the ruthenium-106 is used in chemotherapy to treat eye tumors and is also used in radioisotope thermoelectric generators, which is used to power satellites. So they don't think that the spike of the radiation came from any type of a nuclear accident. And this is from the Office of Radiation Protection. The new analysis of the source of the radioactive materials are likely to indicate a release in the southern Ural, but other regions in southern Russia cannot be excluded. So they're blaming Russia on this. And I just find it interesting that these things are, you know, floating around. And I think of the amount of chemotherapy we get in this country. And probably in, you know, other areas too. Is it enough to, you know, cause us harm and so forth?
It's not likely to do us any good.
I can't imagine.
And what's really interesting is they can't even identify for sure where it's coming from. And it is also interesting they're blaming Russia for this, which may or may not be true, but there are some people in the world who would like to blame Russia for a lot of things. And you have to sit back. Is this a true story, Melody? Is this fake news? Did somebody else put this ruthenium up into the atmosphere and then they're trying to blame Russia? Right.
Well, they also found traces of iodine-131. That was found in Norway, Finland, Poland, Czech Republic, Germany, France, and Spain in January, and the public were not immediately alerted. Now, these radioactive particles are produced by atomic bomb explosions or nuclear disasters like Chernobyl or Fukushima. And even in 2012, the International Atomic Energy Agency reported that the RTGs were successfully removed from the Baltic Sea. Well, that means they were in the water. And these RTGs contain extremely powerful, strontium-90 radioactive sources to provide energy for the lighthouses along the Russian coast of the Baltic Sea. And, a lot of these were relocated to remote areas. But they do pose a potential risk to people. So, you know, it was just one of these things. It's like, it just, you know, they really don't care about the citizens.
If there's a buck to be made.
If it's a buck to be made.
Right. That's what's going on here. I mean, the lesson for Fukushima is that you got to be halfway crazy to install these nuclear power plants. And it's not because I know a lot of them, most of them probably are safe. But still, there is a potential here that's enormous. We may never get rid of Fukushima. I mean, the human species may pass on before Fukushima stops pumping out radiation. Well, Chernobyl, yeah, the problem is there, but I'm not sure that it's still pumping out radiation. Fukushima is. And I don't know that anyone has a plan on how to stop it.
But that's my point. Chernobyl is still a problem, and it's not pumping out stuff. Can you only imagine the damage that Fukushima will do? And they say they're actually building, I was reading, they were building ice walls.
Yeah.
Ice walls to contain it. It's like, okay, but how long has it taken you to build these walls to retain it? You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, and how much damage has been done to the ocean in Japan and the rest of that sort of thing? You got to be crazy. And they had an initial reaction in Japan where they closed down all of their nuclear power plants. But last I heard, and that was true for a number of years after Fukushima first broke down and contaminated the atmosphere and the water and whatever. But last I heard, and I haven't followed it closely, they're at least debating maybe they should start fire up their nuclear plants again. They are sitting. Japan is famous for earthquakes. You know, if there's one place where you don't want a nuclear power plant, it's at a place where you know there's going to be, there's likely to be an earthquake. That just doesn't make any sense. But if the money's right, I guarantee you, you know, people will be bribed, media will be bribed, politicians will be bribed, and corporations will install a new nuclear power plant and build it right on a, you know, they could build it over the middle of a bridge over the Grand Canyon and build a power plant out in the middle of the bridge over the Grand Canyon if the money's right. And it is just so just wrong. And yet it is part of what it means to be a member of our species, apparently. We have a very difficult time resisting the temptation that's provided by a lot more money. Instead of worrying about what's good for us, we worry about what's profitable. And it's not necessarily true that the profits and what's good for you, not necessarily true that they're the same thing.
And I view the stock markets and the investment gambling casinos the same thing. Mm-hmm. They're not there for people's best interests. They're there to make a buck.
Well, that's okay.
And that's why they want
that.
You. And that's why they want to trade you. That's why markets go up and down. Markets go up and down. They get to trade you, and they make more and more and more and more money. And they're not going to. I mean, just like yesterday, I thought it was an excellent program yesterday with Greg Hunter, but he also said there's a lot of financial planners out there that do people a disservice because they only tell you to buy 5% and 10% amount of gold when every one of them are probably sitting on 100%. Because they're driven and they're geared by who owns them, the companies that they work for. So do these, even government needed to produce some sort of legislation so that financial planners, when discussing options with you, would take your best interests into consideration. They had to write a law. Well, that just baffles me to no end. It's just like, are you kidding me? The world is insane.
Yeah, and it's out of control, and there is no responsibility. There is very little. I don't know that there ever was. You know, we think back in time and say the world was different back when I was a kid in wrestling. Well, maybe it wasn't as different as I imagined. Maybe I was different then from what I am now, and I didn't perceive then what I'm able to perceive now. Hard to say, but it seems like we were not tempted to do things that were clearly just irrational, foolish. And you're talking about what happens on Wall Street and brokers and whatever. Yeah, they exploit people. I get that. That doesn't disturb me a lot. All right? It disturbs me, but I'm not overly consumed by that. But there's no comparison between that and a nuclear power plant, which can leave a problem that can last for centuries. Some guy on Wall Street rips some people off. Fine, it happens. I'm not advocating it. I'm not in favor of it. But if it happens, it happens, and we live through it, and it doesn't contaminate the world for the next 500 years. That's not necessarily true with some of these nuclear power plants. You could be centuries trying to get these problems straightened out if things go bad. And that's a risk that we can't afford to take. We can probably afford to take some corrupt hustlers and con artists on Wall Street.
I don't know. I think,
but I don't think we can take the corrupt.
But can these major corrections that we see in Wall Street, particularly today, it just doesn't change, you know, where people lose money. It changes our country because different things are ushered in to protect us, and all of a sudden we have lost our republic. So it can go deeper and longer than, you know. But
I agree.
You know,
there's
of course
to
we're
it,
not going to. Of course, we're not going to see. You know. People fall ill other than the suicides when they lose all their money like they did in 29 and, you know, various other places throughout the world. But still, it can have a lasting impact. It's more than just people losing, you know, their money. It changes everything, but I guess everything does. And what will really change is if we have World War III. North Korea claims Trump has lit the wick of war threatens hail of fire. North Korea's foreign minister has accused President Trump of lighting the wick of war with his repeated insults and threats amid growing World War III fears. Ri Yong-ho, Pyongyang's foreign minister, hit out at the U.S. president so the tensions will not be settled with words. He said, with his bellicose and insane statement at the United Nations, "Trump, you can say, has lit the wick of war against us. We need to settle the final score only with a hail of fire, not words."
Well, he's out of his mind.
So this is from the foreign minister, and he has said some other things before that was a little bit... on Saturday, he had tweeted, "Presidents and their administrations have been talking to North Korea for 25 years. I guess this is Trump. An agreement's made and massive amounts of money paid hasn't worked. Agreements violated before the ink was dry. Making fools of U.S. negotiators. Sorry, but only one thing will work." And I guess he's still planning on going to the Asian, going to Asia, going to South Korea, and going into the DMZ.
Trump.
Yes. I have no idea why he would
go
there.
Didn't I hear something about him taking an IQ test just lately? Did he flunk that?
I don't know.
I mean, somebody needs to keep an eye on him. I'm not going over to... I mean, I don't... Nobody's going to invite me, and I'm not... But I'm not going, even if I'm invited. I'm not going to the DMZ.
Yeah.
Especially when I think...
I can't even...
God, you know, they have tried... There are reports out that the United States government has tried to decapitate Kim Il-sung, kill him, murder him, assassinate him. And there are reports that they failed in that attempt. Now, maybe the reports are true, maybe they're false, I don't know. But I'm going to assume that if they're true, Kim has to know that they've tried to our government's tried to kill him. And here comes Trump. He's going to walk up and say, hey, I'm over here. Wave at him across the DMZ. I don't know.
Well, you know what? If I was knowing what I think from what I read and so forth about Mr. Trump, is he's going to do what makes him look the best, I think. That's part of his, and he wants to be strong, and I think he is strong. But will he look better in the limelight of actually getting to this point where World War III is being talked about, and then all of a sudden whipping out a deal to calm tensions and actually making an agreement and being able to move forward where no other presidents 25 plus years before him were able to do? Will he be able to succeed at making a deal with North Korea that no other president before him was able to do in the past 25 years?
Well, he may. I think he's going to resolve this one way or another.
Or is it going to be like, you know, or will his legacy be World War III? He'll never be, you know, either or.
I don't anticipate World War III. This is, even if it goes nuclear, which is perhaps, which is probably unlikely. But even if it goes nuclear, I do not imagine that Russia is going to go to World War III to protect North Korea. And I don't think China will either. And if they don't, I mean, they're not going to say, let's nuke Peking. We're going to risk Peking and hundreds of millions of people, Chinese, to protect one lunatic.
China's already come out. China comes out and says, if the U.S. makes the first strike, we're gonna back North Korea.
Yeah, if they can find it.
And I'm not even worried about China and Russia. You know, you have countries like Iran. All bets are off when it comes to Iran.
I don't think this is one of those things.
I mean, these countries don't want it.
Everybody's rattling their sabers and the rest of that, but no one in their right mind wants this thing.
Except I can't imagine that they would. But the words are certainly becoming...
No, they're becoming radical. They're becoming, yes. You know, I mean, it's the sort of thing where I hope everybody understands that sticks and stones and nuclear bombs can break your bones, but words and names will never hurt you. I hope they get that. and nobody needs to take this seriously exactly when it's just a conflict of words. Because if they take this seriously, it may get out of control. But it looks like, I don't know, I have no idea what's going to actually happen here. But I think Trump will be the president who, one way or another, is the one who's going to... The problem with North Korea is going to be pretty much resolved on his watch. Whether it's a good resolution, a bad resolution, I think it's going to come to a head here, and we're going to have some kind of resolution.
And I'm wondering if his trip and his desire to visit the DMZ, if that doesn't have some sort of a...
Well, I think, agreement, I think it's a written, good point.
Agreement written in there to where they will maybe actually meet. And maybe this is something, because we know Tillerson has been trying to negotiate and so forth. And
communication. Right. I mean, it's not impossible that they can sit down. They've got some sort of a facility with a line, a room with a table. Mm-hmm. They've got a line running down the middle of the table that they used in the past to negotiate.
That's what I'm thinking. Why else would he be going to the DMZ?
And you may be correct. No. It may be that he's just setting the stage.
They're setting the stage for a photo. Because, you know, he likes them. I mean, you saw it with the Obama health care. You know, I mean, you've seen it where he likes to get up there and, you know, present the stage. So.
I know. He's been doing it for years on reality TV, if you can call that reality. But The Apprentice, he takes an interest. He has a fascination with the media and being a media star and whatever. It would certainly be a pretty amazing accomplishment if he could negotiate a deal with North Korea, or North Korea really did pull in its horns and get rid of its nuclear weapons. The problem is North Korea routinely gets into agreements where they promise to do anything you want them to do, and they pay no attention to them. You give them a couple hundred million dollars, they say thanks a lot, and then they go do whatever they planned on doing in the first place. And maybe we'll see whether Trump gets a dose of that, or maybe he gets a dose of, they say, okay, we're going to play nice. Let's do it. Let's take a commercial break, and Melody and I will be right back in just a moment. Please stay tuned to Financial Survival.
Won't you lay it on the line? I need to hear it just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight? Each and every heart is in.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's different. This is actually from...
Hello, folks. I'm Alan Bananas with Melody Cedars from On Financial Survival. What's next, Melody?
Well, I'm going to give my special, but I just saw this headline come up that... I don't know the time on it. It was earlier this afternoon where the shooter, a maintenance worker, told hotel dispatchers to call
police.
We're
talking about Las Vegas.
We're talking about Las Vegas. And report a gunman had opened fire with a rifle inside the Mandalay blah, 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 blah hotel before the shooter began firing from his high rise. The revised timeline has renewed questions. Worker Stephen Shuck says he was checking out a report of a jam fire door, but I thought that was the security guard. This says he's a maintenance worker.
Well, not something I know about. I saw where the sheriff down there has let out an announcement that it's unlikely that the shooter was able to do this on his own. He suspects that the guy must have had help, although they haven't identified that help, so far as I know, but he suspects that he must have had. Somebody else had to be in on this. There has been a report out from Natural News where they did an acoustic study on the sounds that were recorded on the videos during the shooting, and they have determined, they believe that there was a second weapon firing in addition to the first. There may have been a second one going on according to their acoustic studies, and I have no idea, but this appears to be the kind of a mystery that is not going to be unfolded unless they can find somebody who was actually in on it and they say, okay, yeah, this is what happened. This is a little bit like the Kennedy assassination. Everybody dies, disappears, whatever. And it's hard to find out what really happened. Even though you might know, it's hard to actually prove what really happened when everybody's gone or missing, can't be found. This situation in Las Vegas may be a little like that. I don't think we're good. How soon do you think we're going to get an answer on this, Melody, where everybody says, oh, now I see. This is what happened.
It's going to be a long time.
I think it's going to be a long time.
But a lot of my clients who served in the military and so forth, they've all told me, they says, look, we know what it sounds like when you have, you know, automatic fire. We know what it sounds like. And that's what it was, you know, with the, not the magazines, but the actual, well, I don't know.
You think they had full automatic weapons and not just that bump fire
device. Absolutely. They said, we know what it sounds like. We've heard it many times.
Well, and, I haven't. I can't say that.
I haven't either, but I've had a lot of military men tell me that.
That's probably true. I'm just telling you, it was not firing single shots, bang, 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 bang. Brrr. You know, and that was apparent from the beginning. Something.
And it's,
they either
it's
had
the
automatic
length,
weapons, real automatic weapons, or something very similar.
It's the length of time, too. And because your gun is, you know, from what you hear and so forth, your gun is either going to misfire or heat up or, you know,
overheat.
So you have to switch. And there really was no switching for, so again,
well,
I'm not an expert.
That may be a reason for 10 rifles.
Yeah, but you still have to stop, put one down, and bring one up.
Well, I get that.
You know, so you're still going
to have
to
do that, but I mean, at least they're not overheating.
You're still going to have a gap in firing, which there wasn't any. Not, you know, for the first, you know, round, and I didn't sit and count them, but so I mean, again, I'm not an expert, and I should stick to what I'm an expert of, and that's gold and silver. But I agree with you; it's going to be a long time before we really, you know. But what irritates me the most is the reporting by the department heads of Las Vegas. And, you know, if they don't want to tell us because of their investigations, don't, you know, give us false information, then have to change it, you know, a couple days later. You know, at least wait until you're accurate. And I can't imagine why they're, you know, all they have to do is pull up the videotape. I mean, all those hotel rooms, the hallways, elevators, you can see who's going up and going down and coming off. I mean, how difficult is it to pull the tape? Or is that just in the movies? But in the casinos, we know they have tons of cameras in the casinos. Don't know if they do on the floors, and particularly if they were comping him the room. But even his length of stay. You know, at first it was like, well, he checked in the 28th. Well, now there's discussions from the police department that was actually the 25th. You know, and it's just like, look, don't report something, you know, and give it to us, you know.
Well, everybody's, I don't know, the media is trying to jump on anything that moves relative to this and come up with a new story. And they're trying to, that's part of the problem. If anybody says, I think I saw a UFO, okay, that's headline news, you know. we heard, you know, so-and-so, he thought he saw a UFO. They got the media, they're complicit, they're trying to hype this as much as possible, make stories that will attract public attention. And then you have the sheriff's department. Again, he released the idea, I saw the headline earlier today, that he was quoted as having said that there was probably a second party, didn't think this guy could do it on his own.
Yeah, and just 2 days.
It doesn't necessarily mean that there was a second one there at the time, but a second one that was involved in moving the guns into the hotel. I'm not sure what he meant altogether, but you know, the way everything gets blown out of proportion, it would probably be a good idea to have everyone who's in the police department, at least the ones at upper rank, they should have a larynectomy. Remove their larynx so they can't say anything. All right? Then we don't get any stupid ideas. We just, we'll do sign. We'll do, you know, American sign to communicate what's going on here. But
I mean, there is a lot of theory that the guy was just a patsy. And when you look at him, I mean, you know, he does look like he has a problem. You wonder, like,
yeah, I know
he does
that,
look like a nut. He does look like a drunk, a nut, or whatever.
I don't doubt this guy. I said from the beginning, first time I said this was so strange, I thought the guy had to be nuts. And they've had reports since then where people are speculating, yeah, the man must be mentally ill, or there was something wrong with his brain or whatever. I'm inclined to believe that's still the truth. This guy's multimillionaire. He is not this is not Lee Harvey Oswald.
And it just makes,
right? This is someone who, if you try to play this guy as a patsy, number one, he might have brains enough to figure it out. Number two, he's got resource. He has sufficient resources to do something to stop it. All right, in theory. Unless he's just, you know, somebody's hypnotized him, look into my eyes, you know. Booga booga. I don't know what happened, but it certainly is. It's an extraordinary story.
I just want to remind the listeners, well, you got two specials today I'm going to give. Those $10 Liberties, again, they're steel at $695, Mint State 62, $10 Liberty gold pieces. They're, if you compare them, takes two of the $10 Liberties to equal the same amount of gold that's in a 20. Normally, they do sell higher than the 20. Anytime they dip below that, the price of the $20 gold pieces is the time to buy them. And if you bought two of the Mint State 62 $10 Liberty gold pieces, it would save you $10 per equal point. Amount per the 20, correct. So goodbye, $695 if you're looking to add some $10 gold pieces to your portfolio. And for those of you who think you have enough gold, here's something. I talked about these about a month ago. They're Mint State 65 $20 gold Liberty coins. You know, they sold at the peak at one time at 15,000. They sold during the last Great Recession at 5,000, closer to $5,500. Today, you can buy them for $2,500. That does not make it a bad investment because it's dropped. What it is, it's an opportunity to buy something at the ultimate low because this coin will regain its position as they always do. They always go back to their highs. And so, the least you'd make on this would be $5,500. And if we go and see markets like we did in 87, hey, this coin will go to $15,000 and you pay $2,500 for it. And I have no doubt, because when you talk about the amount of debt that we have, and we talk about the bubble in the bond market, and we talk about debt that they can't be paid, when people know that they can no longer go into bonds for safety, they turn to gold. And I'll tell you what, there's not enough gold to feed all the people that will want to purchase gold. So that means prices will be skyrocketing. The prices will accommodate to the demand. And there's so few of these, the prices, again, I do believe with no question whatsoever, will again retain that $15,000 high they had once before. So it'd be great to pick a couple of these up, add them to your portfolio. Mint State 65, $20. Liberty Gold Pieces, $2,500. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com.
Got an article here from Zero Hedge. And as background for the article, we talk about it from time to time. If you're going to make money, you buy low and you sell high. That's true if you want to make money on a house. You buy the house as cheap as you can get it, and you sell it for as much as you can get it. And you pocket the difference. That's your profit. Same thing is true with cars and golds and whatever. You buy low and you sell high. Right? Fundamental idea behind making a profit in any sort of investment. Here's an article from Zero Hedge. It was originally on ETF Daily News. And gold coin sales are in a terrible slump. The first 9 months of 2017 have seen the demand for gold coins slump. As stocks soar unendingly and volatility drops unerringly, the U.S. Mint notes that the sale of coins is at its weakest in a decade, as complacency in the face of ever-increasing potential crisis events reaches nears record highs. The question is, what happened the last time the public gave up on buying protection against the idiocy of the political cycle? Meaning, what happened the last time the public essentially lost interest in buying gold? And the answer, according to them, they say the answer is awkwardly simple. Everything collapsed. What they're communicating in this brief little article is that when everyone lost interest in gold, it was a precursor, for example, to the 2007, to the Great Recession. They've seen it before. When people all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I've lost interest in gold, it was a precursor for everything is going to go south. And why do I bring that to your attention? It's because I think it conforms to the idea of buy low and sell high. This is exactly the kind of evidence. We have the stock market at record highs. If the buy low, sell high theory is correct, maybe it's a good time to sell stocks, get out from under. Gold, it is at a is in a slump, and interest is diminished. It's exactly the sort of thing you would expect at a buy low moment. You don't buy low when everybody wants it. The buy low moment is the time when interest is diminished dramatically, unreasonably so. But that's the buy low moment. And the sell high moment is when everybody wants whatever it is that the whatever that investment is, when everybody's screaming for it, that's the time to sell and get out from under. And it just appears to me that what we're seeing right now, gold coins, they're in a terrible slump. But what they say here in the afterlife, the last couple of times we saw that, what happens then? Shortly thereafter, everything collapses. It is evidence we're at the buy low moment right now. Now is the time to get in, grab while you can, and sit tight. Because I think we're coming to, the price of gold is going to go up, and the price of most everything else is going to go comparatively go down.
I agree. And, there's been so many disasters. so many
and just
catastrophes.
Ignored.
And, well, yeah, in the financial market, but I'm talking about people have just been so distracted by so many of the things that have been going on in the past 2 months that they're missing what's really going on. And they have become complacent with the idea that the stock markets are high and
we'll get higher.
And we're going to go higher.
And they
higher.
Can't go lower. Right? We have become, and you look at it, and if God gave you eyes to see and ears to hear, you look at some of this and you say, it can't be. What we see right now and what a lot of people are relying on cannot be, at least for not much longer. It's got to go. Got to end. We're not going to see a $40,000 point Dow, at least not in the next several years. We're not going to see it until the dollar dies. You see it, and everybody just says, yay, yippee. I think I'm going to buy myself some Bitcoin and some more stocks in the Dow.
Yeah, that sounds
like a formula.
Like a plan.
I think it's a formula. It's a plan if you want to wind up on welfare. If you want to wind up on welfare, that's probably a good plan. If you want to protect yourself, now is a good time to get hold of some gold.
And I just want to say that for those of you who might have missed yesterday's program, make sure you check it out with Greg Hunter. I think it was one of the best programs we had with Mr. Hunter, and he was exceptionally good yesterday, and we did talk about Puerto Rico and the debt and the problems that we face. So make sure you go to the website, dgscoins.com, go to the radio page, and look at yesterday's date for the interview with Greg Hunter.
We're out of time. I want to thank you all for listening. Melody and I will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, the good Lord bless you, be Melody, and Todd, the producer. Bye-bye.
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.